Do you work with literal animals? It's 99.7 DJX.
Apparently we do.
And I don't mean literal, even though I said literal. Let me tell you what our blessed coworkers are. They listening? I hope so.
I don't see anyone looking in.
So here's the thing. You are shielded from this because you are not a coffee drinker.
You're right. I'm not.
We have a communal coffee pot.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Keurig, but it also brews pots of coffee. And I will brew about 8 cups of coffee in the morning.
How many of those do you drink?
Most of it.
Wow.
But every morning when I get in.
Yeah.
I go to the coffee maker, mm-hmm. and it looks like raccoons had their way with it.
Ooh, so no one at the end of the day is washing it, is what you're saying?
I don't even need them to wash it. Oh, I just need them to just pour it out, rinse a little water in it, yeah. and put it back. That's all. And then not pretend like the coffee grounds are just confetti that can go everywhere. There is, every morning, Kelly, every morning, I walk over and I have to literally take grounds that have overflowed into the actual coffee machine.
Oh.
Throw those away, rinse everything out, rinse the entire coffee maker off because they don't know how to brew coffee, pour out yesterday's coffee, scrub the inside of it because it's got a film on it now. Like I said.
Are you momming everyone right now? This feels like you're having a momming moment. You are momming. Are you going to go down there and give a lecture?
I have made those passive aggressive comments.
Oh, have you? What are we saying? And they're still not getting the message, obviously.
I like saunter down.
Uh-huh.
And I look at this crap that's in the coffee maker, and it looks like a bunch of raccoons just jumped on it and tried to make coffee with their opposable thumbs and their little claws and their little beady eyes.
It's all messy. It's like, can you not just take a scoop and put it directly in where it's supposed to be?
And I'll go, who's making this coffee?
Very good. Passive aggressiveness. Yeah.
And no one has an answer for me.
Everyone's just like, oh,
I don't know. Well, so-and-so drinks coffee. Well, I see so-and-so drink coffee. Well, I see so-and-so drink coffee. Learn how to make coffee.
Oh, well. I can tell if this you is coming from a place. You've been keeping this inside for way too long.
Kelly, this is how
it's
I work.
Festering.
When things get too much, when I get stressed, I just put it in my little jar.
Oh.
And then when that jar gets full, I just keep pushing it down in their little jar. And everything's fine.
You explode. But like,
see,
right now.
So I don't know if you work with animals like I do.
Who don't know how to probably
like,
make
do
and
you,
or clean a coffee maker.
My point is, do you do this at home? Does your own personal space look like raccoons ransacked it?
Maybe everyone.
And you know what? I am actually giving. I'm throwing raccoons under the bus when they shouldn't.
You are. Raccoons are all like, we don't even make coffee.
And even if we did, we would be polite about it.
We would be much more clean. Okay, so maybe, playing devil's advocate, maybe everyone who's making afternoon coffee is thinking, oh,
Ben will clean it up.
No, or someone else maybe making some coffee after me so I don't have to be the one to clean it up because maybe there's someone else that still wants to make some.
Kelly,
that might be what they're thinking. They're
Kelly,
like passing the book.
Kelly, again, you're shielded because you're not a coffee drinker.
You're right. Or maybe they think there is a literal coffee fairy that comes in.
That's
and
what I think
magically
they think.
Cleans
and it's
it
me.
All up.
It's me.
Okay, do you need to walk down there and reveal yourself as the magic? Maybe that's what you say.
Who's doing this?
Did you wonder why it always gets clean? Do you think there's a magic carpet, the coffee fairy that
I'm
comes
telling
in and does
you.
It? It's me!
I don't know.
And I'm tired of cleaning up after your animals.
I spend literally 10 minutes every morning cleaning up their mess from the day before.
That is a hardship.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for appreciating that.
It's time for a lecture. It's time for a lecture. Mm. We had a programming meeting yesterday.
I know.
You could have made that part of the agenda.
See, the coffee makers in the sales department. It's sales. So I don't think it's a bunch of... I know that there are some programming people who use the coffee and who drink afternoon coffee, but I don't know. I need to do a tutorial on how to properly make a pot of coffee without it looking like trash.
Here's what we need for you to do. To stay in the passive-aggressive lane, I'm going to need for you tomorrow morning to make the tutorial of you walking in and finding it the way that
I'm going to have to video what it looks like.
And walk them through and say, hey, I just wanted to share with the rest of our staff and or anyone watching this what I come into every morning. Because apparently my feral coworkers don't know how to clean up after themselves. Start with that. And then show the process that you go through before you can even make the first pot.
Erica texts in and says, no one in my office knows how to use the dishwasher or even that we have one. No one, just me. I feel you.
Yes.
Oh,
and Sean says Ben is grumpy grandpa this morning.
I am not a grandpa, but thank you, Sean. Erica, here's another one. I will usually be the one to wash the frickin' dishes in the sink that are just left there. I'll leave them there for several days just to see, hey, whoever actually did this, whoever used the coffee mug and just left it in the sink, I'll let you go ahead and handle that.
Okay.
And I can only take it for so long. And then after about 3 or 4 days, I'm going to be like, fine.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that you are tired of being the resident mom and cleaning up after all the children.
Yeah, I don't know. Moms, respect.
I don't know how you do it.
I don't know how you do it. These are my coworkers. I would never want to go inside your house or place where you live if this place looks the way it does.
Jennifer is offering up something else you can add in your video when you do it tomorrow that can cause digestive issues. Coffee makers can breed bacteria.
No, not our coffee maker because I freaking clean it every...
You're right.
I almost sweared.
You're going to need to simmer down because... We don't need to be in another meeting because you decided to swear on there.
Sorry, I went on a little bit of a detour rant, and I apologize
Mason
for that.
Mason says this sounds like a therapy session. Well, many times, Mason, if you've listened to the show at all, you know that this is Ben's therapy hour. We work a lot of things out here, and we're here for you.
I could pay hundreds of dollars an hour to actually speak to a professional.
But why would you do that?
When I can just get it out here? Okay, I think I'm good. But if anyone else understands what it's like to work amongst feral animals.
Oh, see, Brooke from Bardstown, she knows. A couple years ago at work, the employee bathroom kept looking gross. I'd always clean it up until I watched who walked in and out. Once they would walk out, I would check it, finally figured out who it was in front of everyone. I walked him back there and handed that individual all the cleaning supplies and no more problems.
Good for you. Good for you, Brooke.
That is how you solve problems.
Good for you, Brooke.
But let's start with the video tomorrow that you'll make and that you're going to post and then tag everyone that we work with. Okay. All right.
I think we're good.
Are we good?
I think.
Are you going to go march in and have the same exact rant to Karen Steve's office since it's their animals typically that are to blame?
I think one of the animals is our boss. I think one of the animals.
What twist.
Because... quote from him, I like my coffee strong. So he, I think, overfills the thing and makes it
even in his mind, he's like, okay, so just making coffee over the old coffee just makes it even stronger?
I don't.
Maybe.
No, you don't know how to make coffee.
You're right.
Obviously, you don't.
I've never done that before.
You can just be quiet. It's fine. Thank you for participating. And thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Just try to help.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I don't want to be collateral damage.
No, you're not. You're not. I'm leaving you to the side. I appreciate you being a part of this,
I'm going to sit over here with my vitamin shake and just mind my business.